أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا. This is the 19th evil quality which the Bani Israel had, which is being discussed here. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had made great effort to take them out of the clutches of Fir'aun, who was a very tyrant ruler and had oppressed them very, very greatly. After he had taken them out, Fir'aun was destroyed. Then Allah Ta'ala gave them the Torah as a kitab to practice upon, a kitab of guidance, which was a great ni'mat. It also comes that they requested also that ask Allah Ta'ala to give us something by which we will know how to please Allah. In other words, the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala granted them the Torah. But when it was granted to them, then they found it was against their nafs, against their desires, and they felt it was too hard to practice upon. So they refused to practice upon them. What they themselves asked for, Allah gave it as a great ni'mat, and guidance is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Like, for example, somebody wants to go to some place, he doesn't know how to reach there. Somebody shows him the way, that is a great, great ni'mat of there for that person. Somebody wants some work done, he doesn't know how to do that work. Somebody shows him how to do it, and so that showing him and how to do and achieve his object is a great ni'mat. And when it comes and a person refuses to follow, then this is great, great disobedience. So Allah says this was also one great evil quality that they had. So with regard to which Allah says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ or جَبْ هَمْنِ لِيَا قَرَارْ تُمْهَارَا. And when we took this agreement and this pledge from you, that when we will give you the Torah, that you will practice upon the Torah, and you had agreed to practice upon it, but when it came, then you refused. So what we did, وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ or uncha kiya tumhare upar tur pahar ko. Then we took the mountain of Tur and we put it above your heads, and we told you now, khudu ma ataynakum bi quwwatin wasma'u, pakro jo humne tumko diya zor se aur suno. And this which we have given you, the Torah, hold on to it very, very firmly. And also listen with your wasma'u, with proper concentration, with the ears of your heart, listen to these commandments of Allah Ta'ala. You asked for the kitab, we gave you the kitab, you promised to practice upon it when we gave you, now you are refusing to practice. So Allah Ta'ala then lifted the mount of Tur, raised it above the heads and said, accept it now wholeheartedly. In reply they said, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَصَيْنَا, بولے سنا ہم نے اور نہ مانا. They said, at that time we have listened to your commands, we understand it is your commands, but we disobey. Yeah, there is great discussion between the Mufassireen that at that time when the mountain was above the head, how could they have said that we disobey? It seems to be far-fetched. The explanation of that one is given, they said with their tongue, سَمِعْنَا بَزُبَانِ قَالْ, that they said, we do listen and we do what you say, we have listened to. But by our actions were zubani hal, they were disobedient. So this they did not say verbally, but their actions were such. Or they said it verbally, we listen, but in their heart they said, we're not going to listen. Like many of us, we will take some mashura also, or any ruling of Shariat also, we listen to it, but in our hearts we are not going to follow it. We are not going to do it. So this is a great danger also. The other explanation which other great Mufassireen have given, that at that time they accepted it, but Wa'asayna was after some time. They practiced on the Torah for some time, but after that they disobeyed and they did not practice upon the Torah, and then actually they disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So from here we learn also a great lesson for us, that the Quran Sharif which we have, Allah has given to us, we do all say it is the book of Allah and we believe in it and we will obey it. But when it comes to practical things like making our five times namaz regularly, then many of us falter in that. When it comes to the question of making hijab and parda, we accept the whole Quran, but when the commands of hijab and parda, we break those laws. We accept the Quran that we must not look at other strange women, but then we break that law and we look at other strange women also. So we have to accept the whole Quran Sharif, and not that we say we shouldn't be those people who say we hear and we asayna, we disobey. We must accept everything. Sami'na wa ata'na. That is the way of a believer. We are weak, we make mistakes, we have got our weaknesses. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. So when we said sami'na wa ata'na, whatever errors and mistakes we make, we should say غُفْرَانِك. Oh Allah, you forgive us. Not that we say sami'na wa asayna, that we hear and we disobey. This was another terrible quality of the Jews, of the Yahud, Bani Israel. So Allah Ta'ala warns us that that quality, we should not follow those people who had this terrible quality. And we shouldn't become like that either. That the Quran Sharif, we say we accept, but then we disobey. How many commands of Allah we continuously break? So it must be in our heart also that we want to follow. And because of our weaknesses, we don't follow, we make mistakes, we fall into guna, then we ask for forgiveness. And we should humble ourselves, not there's a proud attitude that we disobey Allah. To have that proud attitude with regard to Allah Ta'ala, that we will disobey you, that is a very dangerous thing. So all the commands of Sharia, we ask for masalas, then it should be to practice upon it. Not just that when it doesn't suit us, now we don't practice upon it. And then we want to go to somebody else and ask another masala. Ask the masala there to get something that suits us. So this is a basic, another weakness of the Bani Israel, that they did not follow the commands of Allah, and they were so audacious that they openly broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. We take this lesson from here, that we accept every command of Allah. We try our best to fulfill it. If we err and make mistakes, not that we want to break it, but we are weak, we have fall prey, our nafs overtakes us, then we ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, you forgive us. And we try our best, we target 100%. Wherever we reach, Alhamdulillah. Where we have fallen short, we ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.